Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to this super califragilistic expialidocious motherfucking special. Woo! It's going to be a serious night. It's cold as hell outside and it's windy as shit. And speaking of shit, I smell cat shit. This fucking little bitch cat that I have been in shit on the floor because I don't feel like picking that shit up. Oh, man. Shit smells like chicken. Hold on, people. Okay, now I see any shit over there. Anyway, this show is not about shit. It's actually about some bullshit. But it's bullshit that fellas, we go through all the time. It's bullshit that the ladies go through all the time as well. And what this show tonight is about... Come on, she shit on the outside of a fucking bitch. What this show is about... is the battle of the genders. Yes, I said it, I'll say it motherfucking again. The battle of genders. And what the battle of genders is all about is it consists of all these women out here that say men ain't shit and they'd rather be bisexual and they don't want to deal with niggas or dudes. I'm sorry for using the N-word. But they don't want to deal with these dudes because we're this and we're that and this and that, yada, yada, yada. But then hold on. The way I feel, and this comes from a guy's point of view, I feel that the ladies are the grimiest creatures on earth. Very grimy. And we're going to hear about these stories later on. Now, I've been promoting like a motherfucking madman. I should have been promoting this earlier, but I didn't get around to it. So if this show is as juicy as I hope it is, then we'll have a part two segment. That way I can promote it a little earlier. But this is Angry Bastard Radio. Me, myself, I am GQ. And I'm holding it down, and this is Angry Bastard Radio. And today's topic is Angry Bastard Radio, Drama Tuesday, the station that lets you speak your mind. And what we mean by your mind is whatever's on your mind, you call up and speak it. You know what I mean? It's like I can't penalize you for speaking your mind. You know what I mean? If you want to speak your mind, damn it, speak your mind. And that's what this is all about. Now, I'm going to read, what's this, hold on people, I'm going to read off exactly the description of today's show, then I'm going to play a little song for, just to open it up so I can get my shit together and get my host up in here. The jam line to call up is 914-338-1782, once again, it's 914-338-1782, and you can hit us up with the call. You can call us up with requests and all types of shit, or you know whatever. And like I said, you can curse because I've been cursing, you know, ever since I got up on here. But listen to three of Staten Island's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, as well as one of Brooklyn's sexiest, flyest boricuas, one of Jersey's realest, rudest mofos, where we will be speaking about the grimy differences between male and female. If you like Star and Buck Wild Show, Opie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you're in the right place. You will be in love with this one true story. And we also have this little segment where we have people that roast each other and all types of shit like that. And speaking about the roast, we have the nominated number one motherfucking roast king holding it down. We have motherfucker 6'4 in the building. 6'4, what's good, nigga?
What up, nigga?
What's good, nigga?
Chilling, nigga.
And we got motherfucking LE in the building. LE?
LE's in the building. Yo, your mom's twat smells like cat food. Yo, who is this?
that's LE.
Yeah, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Yo, now, hold your guys on.
It smells like beef stroganoff, nigga.
Smells like what?
Goddamn beef stroganoff. Goddamn Chinaman.
Your mom's twat smells like gumbo juice, nigga.
Goddamn Fujiman. Your mom's twat smells like a fucking blunt wrap. Hey, listen, do we have any bomb sounds? I need to blow something up real quick.
Alright, hold on.
All
All right, go on.
Yeah, that was a bomb. I dropped a bomb on this fucking Fuji man that lives next to me, all right? Always talking in my fucking spot, all right? Always talking in front of my fucking house, all right? Stop parking in front of my fucking house before I fucking kill you, all right? I hate you. I hate everything you fucking stand for. I hate you. I eat your fucking kids, all right? Stop parking in front of my house, all right, before I bust your fucking window out.
Uh-huh. Bust your window out.
And I need another fucking bomb. I just noticed something that I fucking hate. I need another bomb, please.
Okay, hold on.
Alright, now that bomb is for the fucking spits that live next to the fucking Fuji men who always leave their fucking gate open. I swear to my fucking mother. One day I'm gonna have somebody take them fucking gates off and make them fucking disappear post haste. And we won't have to worry about hitting their gate on the way down and walking through the fucking sidewalk. And they won't have to worry about opening up to get their little piece of shit fucking car out.
Uh huh.
Fuck them fucking spits. Fuck this fucking Fuji men. And fuck everything else. And fuck you too.
Word.
Bitch ass niggas.
Word. And fuck you too. It couldn't have been said any better. Right now, we're going to play a quick track while I get my
don't
shit together.
Don't play no fucking track, man.
Yo,
Rasho, nigga. Yo, you know what?
We're
don't
not
play no fucking
right
track.
Fuck you talking about, nigga? We're not playing nothing.
Play no
fucking
track,
nigga. We ain't no fucking top 40 hit station, motherfucker.
This is real talk.
Radio,
this
man
is blog talk.
Uh-huh.
Radio, not blog play music radio. Blog
uh-huh
talk radio.
Especially
nigga.
Garbage.
Nigga.
Especially
with
garbage. Nobody wants to fucking hear, and you play it for too fucking long. Fuck that. Fuck you. Don't play that shit. We fucking talking. We fucking angry. We fucking pulling shit, goddammit.
Radio, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Alright? Fucking Adam Bomb Tuesdays, man. We dropping bombs on these bitch ass niggas, man. Get some fucking clips of some fucking bombs dropping.
Get some bomb sound effects going on.
We're gonna drop some bombs tonight, man. Cause the truth needs to be fucking told. The truth needs to be fucking told, alright? I need to
uh-huh
look it up before I fucking kill something, alright?
Well, you know what the topic is for today, right?
What?
You're definitely going to love this one. It's the battle of the genders. I have a female that is bringing another female onto the show, and supposedly
beautiful.
They have a handful to give us. They're saying that us guys are dogs and we ain't shit. So I said, why don't you go out and be a dyke? And she's like, oh, well, it's not that serious, but still, you guys are fucking dogs.
And ain't shit, nigga. Maybe she needs to figure out what it is about your pussy that keeps attracting ain't shit niggas.
She got that ain't shit pussy.
Drop a bomb on that
ain't shit pussy,
man. I'm tight. Fucking drop a bomb on every fucking thing right now, man. What's going on out here, man?
Well, I want to send a song out. I want to send this song out to all the fucking haters, all the hating women out there. When I first heard this song, I was pissed off, but then when I heard Trey Songz made a remix to it, I was a little bit happy. But it is what it is, though. So tune in, and hopefully these fucking homo niggas don't fucking hang up. You know?
Yo, sir, I'm going to tell you, if you play any more than 1 minute of it, I'm hanging up, dog. I don't
want to
hear
it.
You know what?
I'm playing 2 minutes of it. So if you fucking hang up, then you fucking hang up, and I'll do the show by myself.
Oh, this thing got cojones, huh?
Fucking nah, man, because it's like, I'm tired of this shit. You know what I mean? It's a fucking show. We're not going to talk all the fucking time. If I play a fucking track, I'll play a fucking track. If I play for 5 minutes, I'll play for 5 minutes. If you hang the fuck up, then you hang the fuck up. I'm tired of this shit. I do the fucking show myself. I ask you niggas to get on the show, but if you don't want to fucking do the show because you want or don't want to fucking hear music, then damn it, don't fucking hear it. I'm tired of this shit, man. Motherfuckers always have something to say. Always. Never fucking fails. Just fucking sit there and sound like you got shit else better to do. Fuck. No. Silly motherfuckers. Now I'm playing this fucking song. And y'all niggas will like it anyway, if you just fucking attention to it.
Check it on, songs. Hey, what up, Jasmine, baby? Oh, album is great. You my new favorite, baby.
Woo. She bust the windows out my car. My black Mercedes 22 inch rims. I know it's probably 'cause I broke her heart, but right now I don't care about that part. She bust the windows out my car. Couldn't believe it when I saw my bride. That very moment then I knew it was her. Can't even trip because I know I deserve her. I must admit it hurt a little bit, thinking how could I lead her to do this. I never thought that she had so much strength, but she's gonna see what happens when and you throw a brick into a player's wind. Probably say that it was worth your while. Well, I hope you had a chance to smile.
I can't believe it.
She bust the windows out my car. My black Mercedes 22 inch rims.
Plus a window buzzer. Baby, we made for each other. Ain't nothing better than your loving it. Come back, I need you bad like Jasmine Sullivan. I'ma puff to the endo gone. Riding in the whip with the windows gone. I can see you getting your tiptoe on. Quick, throw the brick, then dip, she's gone. Off in the night, all 'cause of my lies. Why? I can't get it right. I ride through the city lights with my hat bent behind what used to be black tents. I don't know y'all, wrote her initials with a crowbar. That means she ought to go hard. It was just a one night creep off. I ain't even take my sneaks off, I swear. I mean, it's just a vehicle, baby. You can throw fists, throw bricks. Still gonna be my chick. See, I can deal with some craziness. I mean, you love me. Come back home, baby. Come back home. I need you back. Hey, we just vibe out. Song be over in a second. No trip. Just vibe to the odds. Hey.
She bust the windows out my car.
It's amazing because of that song, there was so much controversy. Now, one thing I don't understand is the fact of how these people, well, not even people, these women, these females, y'all come out and, now, Beyonce, for instance, I'm throwing it out there, because I have to get it off my chest. Now, Beyonce, these women that listen to Beyonce, they're like, I mean, there's a lot of grown women that feel as though they listen to the songs like, oh, you just got to put a ring on my finger and fucking, TLC Scrubs and fucking, what was the other Beyonce song? What was it? I Can Get Another One, or damn, I forget the
the track, the name of the track, but it was just pretty much saying that, you know what I mean, you think that I can't get another dude, then you're wrong, so you can leave me and I'll always get... And it's like, it's funny when you hear that shit, because it's like, are you serious? And these women get, mine, they get, like, sidetracked, like, oh, yeah, yeah, I was listening, you know what I mean, they get a little huddle with their homegirls, and, you know, the homegirls listening to, bumming to a Beyonce track, and like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And mind you, Beyonce has money. She has money. She goes out with Jay-Z, who has money. And she's over here spitting out these tracks, this false information. Like, she's spitting out this false information towards, like, and it's like, I put it, if you're going to have a track, if you're going to have a track, rap it, sing it, but also have like a little interview, like, okay, well, the reason why I made this song was because of this, or I experienced a bad, you know, situation in my life, and dudes were doing this and dudes were, okay, understandable. But you're not doing that. You're putting it out there, and you got these young, stupid chicken heads out here running around, and there's a lot of, that's a damn shame, because there's a lot of grown women acting stupid, because you hear the song, and they just get, you know, sidetracked. They're like, oh, nigga, if you ain't got, you know, if you ain't making, let me just start, if you're making six figures, I don't want you, or if you ain't driving a Bentley, you ain't shit, or it'd be the same shit that, you know what I mean, that you was cool with, but they hit Beyonce, and then now they want to, oh, well, you gotta, I just got a text message from my brother, 6'4", telling me to shut the fuck up and unmute him. I'm going to unmute you in a second, but you got to let me get this out. Fucking, it's like they get sidetracked and they just off the bat, like, yeah, well, you got to put a ring on my finger if you want to be with me. Get the fuck out of here. Like, what, are you serious? You are following the footsteps of this rich bitch. Yes, I guess I said it. Who cares? I said it, damn it. You're going to follow the steps of this rich bitch, and you're going to end up being single because of it. Because I'll tell you right now, you come up to GQ like that, you got to put a ring on my finger. That was funny. How about this? I'm not even buying you a free taco. I'm not even buying you a free taco, which means I'm not even giving you a free taco. Damn it, you ain't getting no ring from me. You ain't getting no money from me. Get your broke ass a job in the motherfucking recession. That's the wrong time to be coming over here, you know, begging for shit. Don't be a fucking moocher. 6'4 in the building. It'll be in the building. And we have another caller online. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Good. This is American Golf Law from Boston calling. How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm
a big fan now of the Angry Bastards. I've been listening for about a week and a half or so. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love the support. What's up?
Well, what I want to talk about is, you know, you mentioned just briefly about, you know, the depression or recession. I think one thing, though, you got to do, maybe take the Angry Bastard thing, maybe just consider how to help other people become like Angry Bastards or American Scoff Law. In other words, bring people
up. American off. What? American what?
Scoff Law.
Scoff Law? Yeah, the moment that's the same guy that called the other day. He gave us that website, that funny website.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird website, but it's the same website, yes.
Okay, continue, sir.
So anyway, what I'm saying is I think what we have here is Angry Bastards is very good. I think American Scoff Law is very good, and I think what we should be looking at is bringing people up because we are all in a serious sort of Scoff Law, Angry Bastard situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, man. I mean, yeah, it is the same, you know, situation. It's like if people would just understand and just, you know, kind of just, I guess, deal with it. Because, I mean, what else could you do? I mean, it's not like you can do much. I mean, what I don't understand is we're going through a recession, but there's, I believe, $12 trillion just missing. That's funny.
What?
But I guess I'm just a fucking peon, so, I mean, it doesn't matter, I guess.
I didn't hear you in your last statement.
Oh, well, in the news, there was, they said that the government is missing $12 trillion. And when they asked the government, where's this money at? They're like, oh, well, we don't know. Or I don't know how it, It's like, but this government is real, real shaky. Like I said, I'm just a fucking peon, so, you know what I mean? What is it? I'm a squirrel trying to get a nut. Yeah, we're all peons, so I mean.
What I'm saying is, we should all be working together, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that's what people need to do. Is that if people are going to get it together and stop fucking being on the, oh, well, I got this and I got that and I'm this and I'm that because I have this, just cut all that shit out. Just work together, you know, the world might be a little bit stabilized, you know, but it's fucked up because, you know, people are always trying to be better than others.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What
it don't make it even better when you got motherfucking rap stars or R&B stars or reggaeton. Like, you got these singers coming out here, actors, you know, fucking showing off and, you know, making fools of themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're all scofflaws, American scofflaws. But the point is, we all work together. You get me?
Yeah.
All right, love you, brother.
God's funny.
I love you too. Bye.
I love you too, bro. I love your mother even better. We got
especially after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, word. Definitely after 9 o'clock. 3 minutes. And call you on the air.
What up?
What's up? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. And you? This is Miss Thang. This is the one that's supposed to school us on how us men are dogs. This is going to be fun. So, first of all, let me just start off by saying welcome to the show, and we're glad to have you. Right there on line number one, we have 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding it down. Line number two, we have L.E. He's holding it down. I don't think E is even on here right now. Because normally you would have something. Oh, all right, there he goes. Normally you have something smart to say. I ain't hear nothing smart out your mouth yet. And then we have, I believe, SD. You here? All right, SD's not here. And we have you. So, today's. Huh?
Oh,
he's kidding me. Nah, he's not even muted or nothing. He didn't even call.
Who's
what? Oh, that's Miss Thang.
Where's she from?
Brooklyn.
Okay, what part of Brooklyn?
East.
East Brooklyn in the slums. And
East New York, actually. That's what I meant to say.
And today's topic is Drama Tuesdays, and it consists and it consists of the battle of the genders. Who's the between the two? Who's the better liar? Who's the better cheater? Who's the grimiest? Well, I already have the answer to that because women are like cats; they clean their shit up. You know, I mean, guys sometimes tend to, you know, not be able to cover shit up. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
GQ, I'm going to call you in like 1 minute. I got my friend, my cousin is going to get on the show right now, so I got to do a three-way.
Uh-oh.
All right?
All right.
So tell your boys to get ready. Bye.
What are you talking about, man? Her cousin's legs are going to be up on the edge. It's like hers.
What are you talking about?
Throwing legs in the air immediately.
Damn, nigga, what is your phone got? Tourette's, nigga? This nigga, I just got this nigga's text message. Don't unmute me. Just shut up.
What? Anyway.
And then L.E. goes, fuck you, shut up, nigga.
You don't got to worry about that because I'll be telling bitches when they call, I'm going to be throwing their legs on my shoulders.
Legs over shoulder?
One leg on my shoulder and one leg on his shoulder. We're going to go in together.
In together?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, no doubt. Fucking, so, what would you say, what would be the grimiest thing you've ever done to a chick? Between 6-4 and the L.E.
Grimiest? I haven't been too grimy in business. I guess Shaka Shava.
You said what?
Shaka Shava.
Wait, you said what?
Shook the shit out of
her. and what did she do to deserve getting shook the fuck out of?
I don't even remember. Probably something unimportant. Probably some kind of shit.
What about you, E?
I really can't front, dog. I don't think I've done anything that bad.
Never that bad?
No.
So it's like, so that's why I understand how these women can, because I've told, you know, females before that, because, you know, I'm always hearing, oh, guys is this, guys is that, guys is this, guys is that. But 9 times out of 10, women like asshole niggas anyway. Because I guarantee you, if you meet up with a chick and you give her everything she wants, what you going to say? This nigga's a sucker. This nigga's a crab. I'll be juicing this nigga. So you gotta be there and be like, shut the fuck, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. You gotta be an asshole sometimes, you know? Me, I'm just an asshole all the time. You know what I mean? But then again, also, it depends on what chicks you get. Because if you get the type of girl that's a fucking, you know, if you get a smut butt, then, you know, it is what it is, you know? If you get the business chick, but the way I see it is that they're all the same. Like, they just go about it a different way. A smut buddy would, you don't have to take out, you can just blow her back out. You know, she'll give her the pussy the first night. A businesswoman is still going to give her the pussy, but she's going to go by about it in a more casual way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, oh, let's go out to eat, and let's go here and go out to the movies, and then she'll probably fuck you the same night, depending on how much money you spend. But, I don't know. And I got another question. Are there any more virgins in the world? Oh, by the way, you ladies are unmuted.
Oh, I'm like, my God, you guys had mad stuff to say, and we needed to say shit.
I'm saying, I had to get it out, because it's like...
Anyways. No, I don't know. You had me on, like... For real, like, I was about to hang up.
I already see what it's going to be.
Now we see why he has you on mute. Like, be easy, man.
Excuse me?
I said, now we see why he had you on mute. Be easy.
So, we have a three-way, my cousin.
Uh-huh.
My cousin, Lynn.
I was hoping that we would get a three-way with your cousin, because I know she goes in.
What? You know what?
I was hoping that we would get a three-way with your cousin because I know she goes in.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let it be done.
Okay, we got. Oh, and
hold on. What's the ages out there? What's the ages? How old is everybody?
You don't need to know the ages, all right? You just saw it.
You know what? You have a smart mouth. Can I start out by telling you that? You.
Sure. I love
it. Smart mouth.
I love it.
All right. Now, I got a quick question. Lynn, welcome to the show. I'm GQ. We got 6-4 in here, and we also have LE. And today's topic today is Battle of the Genders. And what it consists of is which gender is the grimiest, cheats the most, and is the worst liar?
We already know. We know what we're going to say.
So it's like, you already know what the guy is going to say, so fellas, let's fall back, let's see what the ladies have to say, and then when they speak, then we go in.
No, we want to hear what they got to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
women,
put it out.
Women are dirty.
Oh. And who said that, Ellie?
Especially Spanish women.
What? Spanish women what?
Save your meal.
I cannot hear anything. Spanish women, what?
I said Spanish women have a reputation for being very, very loose. They need to be.
Well, I don't know.
The tailor.
Well,
why is he?
He's a Morano.
Really?
I'm Puerto Rican, baby. I'm Puerto Rican.
Figures.
I was told, and I don't know if it's true. I was told that
I don't know about Dominicans, because I heard Dominicans are grimy. Like, you can take them to Taco Bell, and they switch on that man in a heartbeat. But Puerto Ricans, I heard Puerto Ricans are very dedicated when they are in a relationship. Like, they are very dedicated. They would not cheat at all. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not.
Of course. That's what Puerto Rican men is keeping their women in check and beating their ass.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me? Excuse me? You don't know shit about Puerto Ricans.
You can have them in check.
Can
have them in check.
Nigga, please. Do you have your girl in check? Do you have your girl in check? Hello?
If you were my girl, I would have you in check. I don't have my girl right now.
That's the reason why I'm not your girl, though. That's the reason why I'm not your girl.
If you were my girl, I would definitely have you.
That's the reason why I'm not your girl, because I'm Puerto Rican.
Hold on. Know what they say. The louder they are, the easily they are in the train.
The louder they are,
because the louder we are, the easier we are to train. Whatever, boo. I don't think so.
That's what they all say about me. And nobody.
Let us talk.
That's bull.
That's bullshit.
Now, Lynn, what did you say?
That's bull. People always talk about how my temper and how my attitude is, that I have to change, and I don't change for no one. So that's a lie. They do not have me in check. They do not have me in check. They try to. What?
Yeah, that's how we are. That's how she is.
I don't know how anybody, I know how I am.
Lesbians with each other, because no one wants to deal with
y'all. Who's lesbian?
Nobody wants to deal with y'all. Niggas on the radio show right now. Like, why can't I with your girl? How about that one?
Excuse me?
Because I got my boo. And my cousin got her boo. All right?
I can't even understand what you're saying. What are you saying?
Vinny?
What are you saying?
Should I say it in Spanish then?
Or is it going to be
more?
Because
you don't say it in Spanish
then? My face. That must be crazy.
Please. Nigga, please.
Hold on. We're going off topic. The point I'm trying to make, it's not the fact of what you think about them. It's the fact of what do you think about the female race. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
they
basically
said, I'm going to put it like this. I feel as though not all women are grimy, but between the two of you.
And let's just put it out there. Niggas are bullshit, okay? Y'all fucking dirty as hell, all right? And y'all sleep with any single shit out there, all right? Ugly, fat, skinny, whatever it is, disabled and whatnot. Fucking dirty ass niggas, all right? Y'all got bitches at home, and y'all still fuck around with other bitches, all right?
Uh-huh.
Nigga, that's how you are, because I heard the show, and you dog out women all the time, bro.
Oh, yeah, I like her. Where you got from, Brooklyn?
That's right.
Where you got from, Bay Ridge?
Oh, shit.
No, boo, from the East. All right, get it straight.
Nah, they might be from Bensonhurst. They sound like they might be from Bensonhurst.
Where's the East?
Nope.
Excuse me? Are you getting out of the speaker?
I don't
know, you're
on
either.
Yeah, what am I talking about? I'm just a lame from New Jersey. I'm just on a square.
Yeah, whatever.
We don't even know how to dress properly, so, I mean, it's,
yeah,
you know.
We're
still rocking felines
okay,
and shit.
Okay,
but
I don't really want to hear what you have to say. What they got to say next?
Oh, shit.
What did you
say?
Oh,
man. Out?
Don't get, you know, Lynn, they can't get me started. You know, that's what's happening.
Well, hold on, sis, what are you saying?
Hold on.
Man, I don't know, they won't shut the fuck up, so I don't got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not shutting the fuck up because I don't shut the fuck up, all right, nigga?
Anyway, like I was saying, all right, maybe, that's the niggas that you attract. Maybe you need to figure out what it is about your pussy that keeps attracting these type of niggas.
I can't imagine.
Maybe you need to figure that out.
Arbitrary.
Let me breathe.
Lynn, should I get him? Or two?
It's getting real angry in here.
Hey, I'm on you.
Ain't no game,
me, Sufia. Ain't no game, me, Sufia. Be easy, Sufia.
Should I get him or you get him? Listen, you dirty ass motherfucker, all right? Go get off the show, wipe yourself, and get a girl, all right? Because that's what you need right now, talking mad junk right now. Because if I was in your face, you would want it.
Ooh.
What would I want? Exactly, what would I want?
What do you want to know, boo?
This is how they are in Brooklyn?
of all, y'all some dirt-ass buckets, because I heard y'all show the other night, and y'all fucking calling a 900 number or whatever, some bullshit. Y'all dirty asses, all right?
Hold on. Who
is
that? What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
Y'all dirty. Playing in some.
Corrected, it was 800 number.
Whatever it is, 800, 900, chat line, whatever y'all do, all right? Y'all dirty.
Hold on. You do the same thing,
dirty.
Don't you?
No, I don't do that.
Right?
I don't need to, boo. I don't need
right.
to. We don't need to.
Hold on. Who's the one that said if they was in my face, I would want it?
That's Miss Thing. Miss Thing.
All right. So let me ask you a question. What would I want? I would want what?
You would want everything.
Like what? What does that mean?
Nigga, you know what it means. I don't need to tell you.
No,
and if
no,
you don't know,
no,
then
no,
I don't. Then obviously
no,
you're.
I don't.
You're
no, I don't know.
Not on point.
No, I don't know.
You're not on point. You're not on point. You're not on point. You know what? You know what? You don't need to see me. You mad dusty. You're dusty. You're dusty. You're dusty. You're dusty, nigga. You're dusty. You're dusty. You're dusty ass nigga. You're dusty ass nigga. You're dusty ass nigga.
Come on, Ma. You don't even know me. You don't even know what I look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I heard about you, boo. I be hearing your little show and shit.
You
yeah, but GQ, you better check him.
You sound mad.
GQ, you better check him.
Hey,
GQ,
I mean,
check
I'm not.
Him. GQ,
oh,
check
boy.
Him. Check him. Check him.
Why don't you check me?
She can't. Because she can't. That's why she can't.
Exactly.
Lynn, get him. Who's that talking right now?
Ooh, that
you mad lame right now. You mad lame right now. You mad lame.
Yo, know, man, it's like one of them school days when you bring the bully over there and you bring the big sister, the big little sister. Go on, lady, get him. Get him, sick him. Like, what's going on? Like, why are y'all so angry right now? Like,
I haven't even said a word. Y'all talking so much I don't even understand who's saying
that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, yo, Lynn, you on here, so I'm trying to hear what Lynn trying to say, because, you know.
I can't even get a word edgewise there. Y'all arguing it. I don't know what enough you're saying there. I can't even hear anything you're saying.
Well, this is your time to speak. So, yeah, I mean, like, what's your view on this? Like, I mean, has a guy ever done anything real fucked up to you to the point where oh, wow. Okay, so explain to us why you feel as though guys ain't shit.
Because they ain't. They just want a piece of ass, that's it.
Okay, well, pause. I mean, women are the same way. It's like,
no,
what are you
dirty.
Women are
saying
what they want. What we want.
I'm saying, but maybe all y'all want is some dick. Not all y'all. But majority.
I don't think so. I do not think so. That's a lie.
Okay.
I do not think so.
So you mean to tell me, you've never been with your homegirls, and as soon as the nigga walked in, I want to fuck that nigga.
No.
No.
I'm not saying that you do it right then and there, but you talk amongst your girls, and you say you're going to give them a pussy, but you're not going to give it to them right away because you don't want them to think you're easy. But even if you plan it out and don't just let it happen, it's kind of still kind of whorish. And even if a guy does it, he's being a whore too. So it's like, I'm not one of those dudes that be like, okay, you know what, if a girl has sex with X, Y, and Z, she's a slut. But if a dude has sex with X, Y, and Z, he's the man. I mean, they're all sluts. The dude is a slut, he's a smut, he's a crumb, and the chick is a fucking slut. I mean, it is what it is. But this is the fact that that's how it is with certain guys, certain girls. And, all right, true. From what Ms. King said, she said, okay, well, you know what I mean, you deal with sluts. Okay, well, obviously the sluts that do it, they do it. But you can't say that women don't do it.
And like, you can't say that niggas don't do it either, because y'all do it worse than we do. Y'all
have
a wife, fucking up, and y'all still
y'all
do y'all dirt.
Okay, well, I don't
want
to put this story.
No, listen. Y'all the reason why we do dirt.
You can't give it to me. So what you're saying is,
the reason why we do dirt.
But two wrongs don't make a right.
Too bad, but y'all do it.
Okay.
Yeah. GQ.
Yeah.
I got a question. How old are these females, first of all?
How old do you think I am?
I don't know.
You must know so much, so how old do you think you are?
I want to know. I'm not assuming shit.
I believe they're above the age of 22. I believe they are.
I mean,
way above.
How old are
you? Oh, wow.
How old are y'all? The clock is ticking.
How old are you?
Excuse me, the what?
Ma,
listen.
What is it? Wait, what did he say?
What do you mean the clock is ticking? It's not supposed to mean.
I said, how old are y'all? And I said, the clock is ticking. That's what I said.
What do you mean the clock is ticking?
Hurry up. How old are y'all?
How old are you? Is that a hard question for y'all? We're dealing with kids. I'm 50 years old. How can I have one? I'm 50. I'm asking questions.
You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Well, you don't need to ask questions. You don't need to know the answer.
Ask a question.
It's very simple.
Come get clock is ticking.
I ask the questions here.
You know what? I'm 50. All right.
Oh, Lord. You sound very sexy for a 50-year-old.
If you're 50, that's a damn shame, because you shouldn't be walking around at 50 talking about niggas ain't shit. What are you doing with your life?
Y'all niggas ain't shit, boom. Y'all ain't shit. How old are you? 21?
I'm 51.
You 51? Wow, that's great. I'm 50. We 51. That's what's up. Lynn, how old are you? You what? 60, 65? The other nigga's gonna be what, 70?
Oh, he's your man.
Yeah, you're funny.
This is
typical Latin behavior. This is why I can't really fuck.
Typical Latin behavior. You know what? Whatever, boy, right? Whatever. Because I could be like this and I could be classy and sophisticated also.
Okay, hold on.
I'm glad you're admitting that you're not acting classy right now. Thank you for admitting that. I didn't have to say that.
So what? But you're not a man right now. You're not being a man right now.
Ma, I'm always
you're being
a
dirty.
Man.
You're being
Ma,
a dust ball.
I'm always a man.
No, you're not.
That's a pretense. No, you're not.
That's why you got mad drama, boo.
Why? Because you say so? Come on, my
guy. Because I know so.
What do you know about me? You sound mad stupid.
No, because I know. I can tell your type.
The more you talk, the more you make me sound.
You know what? You know what she's doing? What she's doing right now is what pisses me off with women. Like, you see how women don't listen?
Nobody asked you.
They just.
It doesn't even matter, yo. They're making me feel like I'm a prisoner of my own. It doesn't matter.
Hey, because she's speaking. I haven't even spoken that much. So don't come with that day shit. She's speaking more than I am. So don't come with that day fucking shit.
Niggas say what they want. Niggas say what they want. Niggas will hang up.
And if you feel a certain type of way about that.
You know what? I'm not enough, all right? Please, get out of here. If you can hang up, hang up then. Hang up.
Shut up.
Are you one of those women who try to berate guys to make them do things for you?
No, nigga. I hold my own, boo. I don't need no nigga. I got a quick question.
Lynn. This is going to Lynn. What do you want in a guy? Now everyone 6'4", LE, give him respect. Lynn, I want to hear what's gonna come out of my mouth.
You're speaking too loud and too fast. I don't understand you. What you just said?
Well, what do you look for in a guy? In a man?
I gotta laugh at that question.
Oh, wow.
Why don't you ask me that question?
I'll ask you that, but Lynn hasn't talked, so I want to, you know, get her opinion on that, so... You do know what you want in a man.
Of course I know what I want in a man.
Okay, so share with us. You know, for the brothers out there, the good brothers, you know, so they can, for the good brothers out there, or poppies, or whatever you mess with, what do you look for in a man?
The poppies, the brothers, the blancos,
or whatever the fuck you mess with. I mean, what do you look for in a man?
I want to know first, who am I talking to? What's your name?
Huh? GQ.
What's your name?
GQ.
Okay. Okay. And the other one?
L-E.
Who's the other guy?
L-E. No. And the
What? What did you just say?
Hard penis in your mouth.
What?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
GQ.
GQ.
I can't deal with the ignorant shit, so get him before I get him.
Guys, calm down. Go on. I'm asking a simple question. It seems like
ain't nobody spoke about his mother like that, so you need to shut the fuck up.
Ooh, okay. Miss Thane, calm down. Now, the crowd is waiting for an answer. What are you looking for?
Goddamn voices.
All right,
my bad. You know what? Just tell him what type of man you want already, because he got me on my nerves already.
That's all I'm asking.
Mia, why are you asking what type of guy I like?
Whoa. Do you not know what type of man? Because, I mean, I'm just saying, because you was just shitting on the male race like we ain't shit, but you don't even know what you want.
I have not even said anything. I did not say anything.
What are you getting on her for, GQ?
I have not said anything.
I'm not getting on her.
Don't put words in my mouth, because I have not said anything. I was just listening to you. I haven't even said anything.
You know, you're right. You wasn't saying anything, but when Miss Thane was going off, you wasn't saying, no, that's not true. You was growling her up.
I can't even hear you. You know, she's very loud. She's very loud. So
She's extremely loud.
She's always like that. She's always loud, so I barely understand what the hell you were talking about.
Okay, so now you can hear me. So
what type of guys do I like? Lying, anything. I want to squeak right now. No child. Don't act like a damn fucking little kid. That's
mm-hmm.
all you act like.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good head on your shoulder. Work.
Okay, has a job. Uh-huh.
Hold on. Let me see. Look up inside. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got me. You're mad funny here.
Mm-hmm.
Ya estás riendo. Te estás laughing, pendeja. Cállate. Ya. Relax. What was I saying?
Seems like you want me to help you out.
She don't need you to help her.
I was saying to touch something else and y'all at the same time. That's why.
That's a good comeback. I like that. I got to use that one day.
I'm watching my soap opera. She called me when I'm watching my soap opera. That's why.
Oh, okay. All right. So when you watch soap opera, you can't really focus. All right, it's cool. Don't worry about it, you know? I want to see if you knew what
you're
never...
you fucking play your PlayStation.
Okay, now hold on. Now, quick question, because I know my, I know the host
is
like, they're ready to roast.
Yeah.
So,
one at a time.
What do you mean ready to roast?
Shit. One at a time, Nina.
Hold on, quick question. All right, if you met a guy that wants to wine and dine you and just buy you shit and never ask you for no chocha. That's how you say pussy, right? Spanish, chocha. And never ask you no chocha, no nothing. You know, he just wants to give you money and wine and dine you. I don't take money.
I don't like taking money. I don't take money.
Okay, so if he gave you $100 every day, well, not even gave you $100, but bought you diamond rings and this and that, and, you know, he wanted to buy you a car.
I don't like that. That doesn't impress me.
Oh, that doesn't impress you? Okay,
no.
Well, you know what?
We're living with the guy and we're sharing money. That's different. But if he's I don't like that. I never do. I don't even like taking money from my own family. I never do. I don't like that. So.
Then you know what? I applaud you because most women, because it was like, I was going to set you up. Like, in other words, if you'd have been like, yeah, that's cool. Because a lot of women, that's why I had to find out what's
that
work.
I know, admit that. There's a lot of women that take guys for money. I will admit that. There are a lot.
Okay, so you feel
there's a lot of stupid guys that accept that.
Okay, now quick and 6'4" in Ilya, I hope you're listening to this. My friend, I'm not even friends with him no more, but he's my boy back in the day, and I've actually told this to Miss Thane once before, and this is total grimy. This is why I say a lot of women are very grimy. What happened was, my boy was getting his dick sucked by this female. sucking him off. Phone rings. He tells us, why are you answering the phone? Because it's probably my man. While she has dick in her mouth. Answering the phone while dick is still in her mouth. Talking on the phone while dick is still in her mouth. So my boy is like feeling fucked up, and he's like, well, who cares? I mean, the dick is already in the mouth, whatever. Okay, it's fucked up on his part, but it's real fucked up on hers. So what did she do at the end of the conversation? Yeah, baby, all right. Of course I love you. Go on, I'll call you later on. Bye. Hangs the phone up, says these words, lame ass nigga, that nigga's a bitch, and continues to suck dick. Now tell me that shit ain't fucking grimy. And she was in a relationship with the nigga. So what's going on? What that is grimy to grimy, and you know what?
That's nasty.
Do that, my nigga.
Don't all fucking bitches do that. I don't think so.
Yo, first of all, if you're a bitch, I'm talking about you. That's number one. Number two is, I said all bitches do that because they do one way or another, dog. They do it. You know what I'm saying?
No, they
and
don't.
What are you talking about? You know all females, God?
All of them, all females? All of them don't do that.
I can generalize and say, yo, they do. And first of all, I want to address something y'all said before. Because, like I said, figure out what it is about your pussy that keeps you tracking ain't shit niggas. You know what I'm saying? And then we can have a more intelligent and informed conversation about what's really going on. Because until you come to terms with who you are and all of that other shit, everything else is going to be funny and not make sense. You're going to tell me about what? Oh, where this? Niggas ain't shit. How was niggas ain't shit? Tell me. Seriously, and how are you going to tell me that you're not going to take gifts from a man? You're a liar.
No, I'm not a liar.
You can ask anybody.
Everybody that knows me knows that's not how I am. So don't even play yourself. Don't even go there.
Let's be real.
Okay, you might not.
First of all, you just said, I said, I don't take no money. Now, if it's a gift, it's a birthday or something like that, then that's different. But don't come with that bullshit that I'm going to take a little fucking money.
You see the fuck out of here. You see the story changing now. I like that.
Plain and simple. GQ, check him.
I mean, that's a grown-ass man. I can't really check him. I mean, I just...
Well, you know what? This is your radio show, so if you want people to talk, you need to tell them to shut up.
Wait, hold on.
Well, be quiet so I can say what I have to say. Be quiet so I can say what I got to say.
Okay, Mama, go ahead.
Plain and simple, you have your views and we have our views. You're going to sit there and you're going to say guys are this and guys...
Let me say something real quick. No, I'm not done. I'm not listening.
I am not listening to you because I was talking.
Go ahead.
Plain and simple. Excuse me? You know, I rest my case. You're the reason why women are the way they are. I rest my case.
Oh, well, I mean, because he's the way he is, and the women are the way because he is. I mean, do I gotta suffer for that? Hey, yo, Eddie.
Yo.
What are you back there doing? Playing the piano, nigga? You all quiet and shit?
No, I'm shaking my dice to their voice.
Oh Lord. Anyway, So, you don't even know what shaking dice is. I don't even want to ask. I kind of think I know what it is, but I don't even want to ask. All right, so, Miss Ting, go on. What was you saying?
I'm good.
No, go ahead and continue.
I'm good.
Oh, Lord, here we go. All right, well, moving on to further things. What do you guys feel about the new Beyonce song? Matter of fact, the two Beyonce songs. One is Like a Boy, and the other one is Put a Fucking Ring on My Finger If You Want to Be With Me. This is bullshit.
Well,
does that make y'all feel some type of way?
I don't know
about
Lynn, but I got to go.
Okay. All right, well,
Lynn, you have anything to say?
Mm-mm.
No, they said it all. So, have a good night, y'all.
Well, hey, yo, hey, you got any last minute shout-outs? to get to these young ladies? Or 6'4"?
I think I'm still at home, like you said. If you can't
handle the heat,
if you can't handle the heat, everybody can handle the people.
You fucking ignorant, nigga. You fucking ignorant, all right? And that's why you lonely.
Yo, you hear the fire in the voice?
I may be alone, but I'm definitely not lonely. You might want to be easy. Maybe
whatever, nigga, you fucking lonely. What fucking real nigga will fucking sit here and listen to a show? This is what bitches do. You a fucking lonely ass nigga. Fucking grow some balls, you bastard.
He's shitting on my teeth, dog.
Ma, you sound mad cute. You sound mad cute right now, Ma. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you or nothing like that. You sound mad cute. Go ahead, get your words in edgewise. I'm sorry for being disrespectful.
What is it? Hang up.
I don't have shit to say because I could speak to you in a calm manner, but you fucked it up. You want to act stupid like a little boy.
A little boy now? What?
Yeah, you're
a little boy. I'm asking you what your age is. Maybe I wanted to ask you.
What's the point, though? What's the point? I'm 26, so what?
Oh, my God. All right, Ma. You know what? You win.
I'm 26, so what? Go ahead. All right,
Ma.
Say what you got to say.
Okay, well, I have something to say, all right? Why is it okay for females to be like, oh, yeah, bitch, I went over here and did this. Oh, you a filthy bitch. Yeah, whatever, you dumb bitch. But when we call y'all bitch, where you
want
to fight.
Because just like, yeah, I don't want, you know what, that's an irrelevant question. Anybody wants to answer that. Plain and simple, nobody's going to call
me a bitch. You're about to answer it.
Nobody's going to call me a bitch even if I'm not a bitch. Plain and simple.
Okay, so your homegirls never called you a bitch?
No, but it's different, though.
What happened?
Those are my people.
All right, then. So that's my question. Like, why is it okay for them to call you a bitch, but if your man would be like, yeah, all right, whatever, bitch. Or bitch in and just make
me
some bricks.
They shouldn't talk to me that way.
All right, well, what about you, Lynn? If you're still paying attention. Yeah, I mean, your homegirls.
Y'all all sound like little children right now, for real.
Well, I mean, it's angry bastard right here.
Even my cousin. Sorry to say, y'all all sound like little children right now.
I'm saying, but it's like you.
Actually,
dude,
y'all sound like my children in my class.
She's, well, she's actually 61. She said 61 earlier.
I believe it.
I'm an asshole.
I didn't say no age. She said age. I have not even said
She said 61. But, I mean, this is the deal, though. This is Angry Bastard Radio, Drama Tuesdays, the station that lets you speak whatever's on your mind. So, I mean, 6'4 speaking his mind. Everyone's speaking their mind.
I want to know more about what 6'4 has to say.
Oh, I don't think you want to know what.
Is that the one that was talking to just now, or LE? Which one is the one about?
That was 6'4". You know what I mean? Like, angry, the angry bastard, like, the word angry in the show consists of 6'4". Like, he makes the show angry. You know, so, pretty much, you know what I mean? He does his thing. He's the number one roaster of the show as well. But fucking, quick question, Lynn, are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, do me a favor, put pause on Telemundo, where the fuck you watching?
Telemundo.
And just answer the question real quickly.
What question?
Do your homegirls call you a bitch?
Does my homegirl call me a bitch? Yes.
Yeah, and you laugh about it and joke about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if a dude be like, yo, bitch, what's up? How would you feel about that?
It's the same thing if when y'all broke out with your home and they call y'all name, y'all wouldn't want the girl to call y'all name. So, it's the same crap. Y'all don't like
your
y'all wouldn't like the girl to call you faggot or whatever crap like that. Y'all wouldn't like that. But y'all home
But wait, my homeboys will be calling me, yo, what up, fag? Like, we don't say that.
But what if they called you, what up, fag? You wouldn't like it, right?
But my boys don't call me what I'm saying.
I want to say.
If they were, you would take it. Y'all would take it from a guy, but y'all wouldn't take it from a girl. Same crap.
Well, I won't take it. You know, if a nigga call me a fag, I'm punching his face off.
Right,
whether you my boy, my cousin, my brother, whatever. All right, but what I'm saying is your homegirls call you a bitch and you're cool and you joke and laugh about it. Or they be like, oh, you fuck that guy, I call
you a nigga. That's like, you know what it is? It's like, you know when y'all say your mother this, your mother that, that's why your mother was in bed with me. That's how it is with girls. We could call you a bitch, whatever. Yo, what up, bitch? Susia, whatever. Y'all niggas be like, oh, that's how it's with your mother. When y'all say your mama jokes, y'all really want to beat up on each other? No. But if some other bitch be like, yeah, that's why your mother's a fucking bitch, what would you say? You'd be tight, right?
I know. I saw her laugh and be like, yo, you're fucking
that's how
funny.
It is. That's how it is. Got it? You got your answer?
Yeah, I got my answer. I mean, I didn't get it, but, I mean, it's whatever.
Well,
but
I don't know what's going on.
But I mean, like but you want to hear him six, so six. I mean, there you go.
What?
And she wanted to know more about you. Like, she wants to know what you got to say.
I mean, Ma, why don't you just ask me a question? Like, I want
to
tell you.
Nah, because
you
was about to say something, and then.
You see, now you're getting hyped for what? Like, you yelling and shit.
I'm not getting hyped. That's how I am. That's the point. Lynn, am I not loud?
Lower your voice, because you're leaving me deaf right now.
What happened?
All right, I'm low. My voice is low. This is how I
speak.
Please. All right, well, I mean, Ma, you got to answer the question. I mean, what do you want to know about me? I'm 6 foot four.
No, it's not what I want to know about you. It's what you were saying, and then you got quiet.
What was I saying, Ma?
When you said my age or whatever.
Yeah, age.
You were like, how old am I? And I was like, I'm 26.
I was saying maybe I wanted to ask you an age-specific question. You know what I'm saying?
Well, ask me an age-specific question.
My whole thing is, I just wanted to know how old you guys were. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really because I don't really know y'all. I know one's name. I know whatever the whatever her name is, Miss, whatever your name is. And then her cousin.
Whatever.
Miss Thing.
Right, Miss Thing, and then the cousin. Like, that's all I know. I don't know where y'all from, what y'all do, how y'all feel, how y'all get down. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all haven't even asked. Y'all just arguing there and arguing and talking so damn loud.
I was trying to get to the police.
What is that?
Come on,
what
what's
was
going
that?
On?
Maybe
y'all taking a shit? Which one
are
y'all taking a shit?
I think that was E.
Oh,
I
right.
Then you put the phone to the toilet.
Yo, hey, listen, girls are not supposed to shit, so I don't want to hear no poo-poo over there.
Yeah, poo-poo.
It's so funny. It's just so
girls
funny.
Girls don't doo-doo and girls don't fart. You better not. Not around me.
You're stupid.
I know. I don't care. I don't want to smell your fart, Ma.
You ever met a girl that took a 30-second shit?
The what?
Yeah.
Took a 30-second shit.
Word.
Like, as soon as they sat down, they got up and walked right to their ass.
Y'all don't have nothing to talk about. Been talking about shit right now.
I mean, we're talking about, you know.
Are we
going to
end this? Because I don't know.
Wait. How old are y'all?
Well, me, GQ, I'm 28.
The other person?
Yep. 6'4 is 31.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
And LE is 31.
Wait. The 30-year-old one is the one with the dirty mouth that was talking to my cousin and whatever?
Yeah, that's him.
No, oh, Lord have mercy. It figures.
Does it really? It does. Okay, I'm good at
it does, because usually the older guys, for some reason nowadays, the older guys are the more...
Not worse than the younger ones.
Oh, Lord, yes.
All right, so...
They are. Lately, in certain problems,
we're not saying all, so don't get offended, 6'4".
I mean, I'm not offended at all. I want to hear what y'all got to say. I can't wait till y'all voices get all sweet and shit. Right now, y'all yelling and shit.
Excuse me?
Actually, she's the one that's being loud, and my voice is very sweet right now. I don't even know. That's surprising, because I'm not. I'm worse than her, but I'm just being calm right now.
Y'all both live in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Miss Thing, calm down. It's okay, all right? Like, she's ready to just lash on a nigga. Like, why?
Y'all both in the East?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all both in the East?
Yeah.
I was over there the other day on Miller and Pickin. I should have rang y'all doorbell or something.
Oh, Randy, you too close, man. Too close.
Miller and Pickin. Oh, that's
you. Straight up. Yeah, you know where it's at. Y'all
you were picking. I was in Miller and Jamaica Avenue the other day.
Y'all probably live in the buildings right there.
No, I don't live in the building.
I'm saying, so y'all both Puerto Rican or Dominican or Ecuadorian?
No, we're Puerto Rican.
Oh, don't do that. Yeah, you need to just ask what Spanish race are they? They start hearing Dominicans and Honduran and shit. They start getting crazy.
I mean, they both.
I guess if you call me a Haitian, I'll be pissed off too. So you know.
Y'all both 26.
No.
How? What's the ages? One sounds older.
Me.
Who sounds older?
One of y'all. I think the one that's not yelling. The one that's yelling sounds older, actually.
Exactly, I am.
The one that's yelling sounds older.
Yeah, 30.
Hello, I'm 30.
Come on, Ma. Don't stop acting like I'm supposed to hear you or something. I ain't hear what you said. You know what I'm saying? Hello.
She's 30.
Listen, one at a time. One at a time. One at a time. Go ahead.
The first thing you got to do is be easy, Ma. Like, this is a good environment to vent. You know what I mean? But, like, I want to know what's going on with y'all. Like, I'm not going to say that I ain't shit. You know what I mean? Like, I got my moments, but I'm a good nigga. You know what I mean? But... I can't find
Okay, so wait, hold on. Explain to her. What makes you a good nigga?
A female could bring out the worst in me, you know what I'm saying? Why is that?
What do you look for in a female?
I mean, first of all, honestly, these days, how much money you got? Fuck your pussy, you know what I'm saying? Because pussy is a dime a dozen, really. It's just more than that. It's like 5 cents a dozen, because there's like twice as many women or whatever it is. So...
Because this is amazing. Nowadays, brothers, they fucking...
It's not even a commodity right now. I want to know how much money y'all got. That's where it's at for me. How much money y'all got? And
It's not necessarily money, because it's like a chick can be a millionaire but be a dumbass.
Yeah, but
I mean,
I don't give a shit. As long as she has the money, I don't give a shit. Your net worth. That's
right.
What I'm looking
for. Well, the way I see it is that, I mean... I don't know, like, it's just, when it comes to that, because, see, motherfuckers nowadays, they look for these girls with bodies and, oh, shorty as fat ass, and this and that, and this and that, it's like, you know what, Can I explain myself?
You push the button there. You really push the button, nigga. That's all that motherfuckers look at me. Just look at my body and ass. That's all they fucking look at. That's
what
really
I'm saying. Damn, I'm about to run in front of this bus and let me take my life. Shit, can you calm down? Like, this
is
the deal.
Go ahead.
Your soap opera must have just...
Hurry up.
Your soap opera must have just turned off or some shit. But, fucking...
Why'd you push the
button
right there?
But see, this is the deal, though. That's what I'm trying to say. In defense of the women, and then kind of in defense of the men. Like, a lot of dudes are stupid. Like, they look at, you know, oh, well, hey, she has a fat ass, and she's this, and she's that, so I'm a dater, or, you know, they might do the walk-by and deserve the back, and then be like, yo, hold up, you know what I mean? You can't do that because you tend to attract the wrong shit. She may look good, but the bitch could be blinded. You know what I mean? She may be looking good and this and that, but when you actually get to know her, she's a dumbass and she's a stalker, or she has no fucking future, or
she
has
anal wart. She might just be an anal wart.
Yeah, or she an anal wart. Or she might have like three baby dads and ready to juice your ass. It's like. There's a lot of things, so it's like you can't really jump into something because of what someone looks like. Now, me personally, GQ, I'm the type of dude where I look for everything. I mean, I'm not the type of dude that settles for, I'm going to get an ugly chick because she's good inside. I'm going to get a good-looking girl with a nice body that has a nice heart, and she's cool, and they're out there. You just got to look. You can't just jump on anything you see. I mean, but yeah.
But Lynn? Y'all say that, but y'all don't do it.
Well, you're right. A lot of
You see the type of girl you just described? You say that's the type of girl you got, but you don't actually look for that type.
Well, you're right, and that's why a lot of brothers is fucking up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they get into... They do,
because they talk so much, and they don't do crap.
You're absolutely right on that one. I'm not going to deny that.
That's not everybody, though.
Hey, yeah, that's not everybody.
I didn't say everybody.
But,
I didn't say everybody. I said a lot of guys. I said everybody.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, and it's real. So it's like you gotta ask questions. Like, okay, well, I see you look good, but can you read? Like,
wow.
I'm gonna give you this newspaper. Read from here to here without stuttering, and pronounce every single word. I mean, I don't want you saying you sounding shit out, and I'm like, oh wait, baby girl, that's the word the. That's the T-H-E, that's the. Continue. Oh, well, you having trouble with that? Yeah, that's his one. O-N-E, that's one. Continue. You know what I mean? You gotta tell these chicks, like, you know what I mean? So it's like you gotta look for certain shit.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know what I mean? You gotta ask them, like, how big are your feet? I don't want no chick with these big-ass feet like me. Yeah, you got a nice body, but what's your ankles looking like? You know what I mean? You got stretch marks all over yourself? Like, you look like a tiger took his paws against your front, you know, stomach and shit. Do you have a C-section? Like, what the fuck? Ask these questions. I mean, because you don't want to get a chick butt-ass naked and you're like, yo, Siri's bad as shit. And you go home and lay her down and she looks like a hot mess. I mean, so it's like, you got it. That's why I've been stopped that. Like, look, I mean, I'm not going, yeah, you're like, yo, dog, she's bad-ass, yo, get that. I'm good, dog. She's too bad. There's some suspect with her. There's some real suspect, because she's real hot. She might be burning. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's probably just damn stupid. What the fuck out here? You know how many motherfuckers that I know get with girls at clubs and be like, yo, she's bad. She's bad as shit. And he's like, yo, damn, I shouldn't have did that. Why? I got gonorrhea. Dog. I mean, she was in a club dancing around all these dudes, and you fell in track to her, you fucking dumbass.
Dummy.
So you're right, Lynn. You're absolutely right. I mean, dudes do that. So are you saying that guys just get with you because you look good?
I didn't say I look good. I said that's all they look at is body.
All right.
I'm not the type of girl that's so all like that. I think I'm all of that. I'm not that type of girl. They just
something?
Tend to talk about and look. That's all they see.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I mean, like, when you first meet somebody or when you first, like, interact with them, whatever the nature of the interaction is, that's the first thing that you see is their physical attributes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
No, I know that. That's true.
That's
not everything.
No, it's not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that's the first thing that you see. And a lot of, when you think about how we program, you know what I'm saying, for instant gratification on everything, you know what I mean? Popcorn that you can have in 2 minutes. Goddamn top pods, microwave shit. You know, shit like you train to get gratification right then. So when you look at that and you add that up with, oh, damn, I see what's in front of my face anyway. That's all I see anyway because I can't think that far. I'm talking about the average person, not myself. Like, you can't even think that far. So now, damn, how am I going to approach this? Like, I don't have the mental faculties to try to find out what this person is really about. What motivates them and what they're passionate about, what they want out of life. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep it real basic because I'm scared to really get into that. Because when you get people to reveal certain parts of themselves, you know what I'm saying, you end up revealing certain parts of yourself. And people don't want to get that deep with
shit.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm attracted to a pretty woman. But my question that I really wanted to ask you, you know what I mean? I'm a sucker for a pretty face, but there's a lot more behind the face. But my question that I really wanted to ask you was, and this is for both of you ladies, is that what do you have to offer?
Mm-hmm. Is she even still there?
I'm here.
Oh, you were mad quiet there.
Doing my hats.
Whatever?
Doing the hats.
¿Qué?
The hats, la gorra.
I was checking if she was there because she was mad quiet. Go ahead. What was the question again?
Wow.
The question was,
what do we have to offer to men? What we got for men?
What we got? Y'all gotta collab.
You notice
how there's
still no answer, right?
You notice how there's
still no answer.
Wait, if you do, excuse me, hold on, because you got to suffer. I got my answer. Let her go.
Go ahead, you first. Nothing.
I have a lot to offer for a male. I'm smart, I'm pretty, I'm funny, I'm educated.
I got eyes, long, blonde hair.
And that's what it is. And excuse me?
Go on.
That's what it is, plain and simple. And my man will be lucky to have me. That's that.
Who was that
said they were smart, funny, pretty, and educated?
Me.
That was
Miss Thing.
Okay,
that's
your
Miss Thing, whatever you call her.
Now, what's your name, sweetheart? A cousin?
Lynn.
Ming?
Lynn.
All right, Lynn. What about you?
Basically the same, except I don't have long blonde hair, okay?
Anyway.
Why are you trying to be funny with that long blonde hair shit?
That wasn't him. That was L.E.
Whoever it was.
What about Chinky Eyes?
Oh,
do you have Chinky Eyes?
Oh, my God.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but hold on. Hold one second. Mira, tú. That's your mother?
Mira, cállate ya. Tú no puedes decir eso.
Oh, no.
Whoever that is, tell him to shut up because I cannot hear.
Cállate. Eso la televisión.
Lower that down because I can't hear.
Hold on. Lynn and her cousin, Miss Thang. And
uh-huh.
They came on the show today to, you know, give their opinions on us men.
You mean
it was real steamy earlier, but now it's gotten a little quiet. That's
that?
SD. That's SD.
Thank God, it got quiet.
No doubt. But now we got a lot of interesting views and whatnot. All
right, so what was established? Like, what was established? You gotta play update for me, like, so I could really get up to speed, so I could really let my mouth fly.
Well, you know what, Boo? You should have been on the show.
That's the other host.
That's another person now?
Yeah, that's SD. He's another host.
Oh, SD. Ay, Dios mío.
Yo no tengo tiempo para eso.
What did they say, E? Come on now, nigga. You know Spanish. What they say?
Say it again.
I didn't say anything. She said something, okay?
What she say? Say that again.
She said she don't have time for this. That's what she said.
Why are you saying it in English? If you don't got time for a hang up, why are you calling the first one?
Yo, little man over there, right? You better call me.
I'm
talking to
somebody earlier.
You missed all the time.
I don't got time for this.
All right, no doubt. I don't got time for this.
You know what?
I ain't got no sympathy for these frauds.
Honestly, like, just take it down a notch, you know what I'm saying? Because we had a good flow going, a good energy.
No, we do, but you know what? I don't want to sit here and listen to you. I'm being dead ass. I don't want to sit here and listen to you guys tell him what happened. Either somebody text him or call him on three-way and let him know. That's it. But I'm not going to sit here and listen to this.
So don't sit here.
Dead ass, man. Listen, I'm already here. Right? I am the show.
All right, so you
oh, shit.
Yo,
who is
that?
Oh, really?
You are?
Man,
who's
that baby?
He's
so
cute.
Man.
Come on.
Yo,
what's good, little nigga?
What?
What's good, little nigga?
I call you.
I'm GQ. Who are you?
Who's that?
Like, they have a baby on the show? Hi, baby. Hi.
Oh my God!
Hold on, she wanna talk.
You have a little kid on the show.
I talk with you. Hi.
Hi. You sound like my nephew.
How are you?
How are you?
What's your name?
You sound like a grown nigga. What's your name?
Oh my God, your name though. What's your name?
He sounds just like Eric.
Ew. What's your name?
No.
Yo.
Yo.
You was just chilling. Now you want to get hyped. Come on, little man. Chill.
Uh-huh. Who are you talking to me?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Look at you.
He's talking to me. Yeah, he's talking to his little son.
Be easy, man.
Okay, so what time is the show over? It's 8:51.
The show's over in 38 minutes. I had to extend it because it was getting so juicy.
38 minutes? Well, we're not going to be here for 38 minutes.
Hello. I mean, you here as long as you're here. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it going to take to say? You here as long as you're here.
Hey, yo.
Yeah,
who
said
that?
That's
me.
Yo, SB.
Yeah.
What's the grimiest thing you did to a female?
What? Thing I've ever did to a female girl. Oh, man.
Ay, Dios mío, qué lista larga.
Ay, Dios mío.
Now they want to run a fucking trap like niggas don't know what they're doing.
Wait a second.
Hold on. Ask you one question. Can I ask you one question?
No.
So why you running a trap
when
you need to ask a question?
Like I asked, what was the grimiest thing you've ever done to a female?
Man, listen, I done did a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't even, off the top of the head, God, motherfucking, maybe, you know, I mean, a chick gave me head out in the snow with some shit, and I just fucking left her there sitting on the bench, like, man. I was supposed to take it to the lab, but I didn't want to take it to the lab because she really wasn't built for the lab, you know what I'm saying? Like you deal with different type of females. Some niggas deal with different type of females. There's different type of levels. You dig what I'm saying? And she wasn't on that level. She wasn't on that level to make it to the back gate. So you know, we just hands the business outside, and I just left her in the snow, making angels or whatever she was doing when I was hitting or whatever. You know what I mean, that's pretty much it. That's really not. I wouldn't consider that grimy, but you know.
Nah, that's just fucked up.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You're a fucking dirty ass nigga.
I mean, thank you. Thank you, mama. I love it. Keep hearing, mama. Keep hearing. I love it.
You by yourself right now.
Yup, that's right. Yup, keep talking. I love it.
I am talking, and I will keep seeing you
right.
Fuck.
Yeah. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep hating, mama. Keep hating.
Ain't nobody hating on you, please.
So
a little baby probably looks better than you.
Fall back. I act like I don't do grimy shit to niggas, so fuck y'all.
Yeah, I'm mad when I do this to niggas.
You've never done
okay,
well. What's your word to your mother? You've never done a nigga grimy or did some grimy shit to a nigga.
Mm-mm.
You fucking liar.
Hey, Lynn, what's the grimiest thing you ever done to a dude?
That's the same thing that I said. You're a fucking liar. You a goddamn liar.
Liar, God. Keep it real. It sounded like a lie.
She's like, mm-mm.
I know. That's why I'm like, trying to take the conversation further. That's why I don't even take the conversation further.
So, hold on. Hey, Lynn, seriously, what's the grimiest thing you ever done to a guy? The grimiest thing you ever done? Oh, so many, huh? You gotta think about it. So many.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, because I have been. I'm trying to think if I have. I haven't really done like nothing bad like that.
Even if it's you had sex with a guy and you told your friends you had a little dick. I mean, that's still kind of grimy.
I don't know. I don't do that. What the hell would I tell my friend what size of shit is?
I mean, girls do it.
That's ridiculous that's ridiculous. And then if they see him, they're going to be, that's stupid. That's dumb. That's stupid to do.
Hold on. See, now you're about to play yourself. So what you're saying is you don't tell women that because why? Oh, because they're grimy.
Stupid. That's ridiculous. Why would I?
So do you have a lot of
them? And then if they meet them, I mean, damn. Why? Come on, that's ridiculous.
We don't want them knowing our boo. We don't want them imagining what our boo size is. I don't want no one to know what size my boo is.
Come on now.
All right, sure, no doubt. So what you're saying is that you don't tell women or you don't brag about your sex life or anything with your girlfriends because they're
you're
grimy.
You're talking about, wait, no. You are talking about sizes. That's very personal to be telling a person.
I'm saying, for instance, if you was with a dude and he didn't satisfy you right, would you go behind his back and talk shit on him like, this nigga ain't shit. He did this, and that. That's what I'm saying. Not as far as, oh, this is good. But now that you got to the point of not telling your girlfriends, a lot of women say that they don't want to hang out with girls because they're grimy. And then I ask them, really? So now, aren't you a female? Oh, but I'm not grimy. Really? So is that the same way with you, too?
That's,
you're not
that
good
is,
with girls?
That is true what you're saying, because there is.
Hold on. Just focus for a second.
Listen, by default, they're Spanish.
By default, what?
Gotta do with it.
So by default, they're grimy, okay?
Excuse me?
Who said that?
Look at that.
That was E. That was L.E. Okay.
What do you mean because we're Spanish, we're grimy?
Look at that.
Because How could you figure that? I could say that. You black and you dirty. How about that one? You want me to say that?
Well, I do have to take a shower today. I do smell a little cottony. Smell like cotton.
You know what?
Hey,
this is a waste. You know what? That's a hint. I'm a thing.
Whoa. But,
look it up in a dictionary.
Black people don't read, right? Right? So, that's why Caucasians hide money in books, because black people don't read, right?
Oh.
Nobody's
right?
talking about black people reading. So, what are you talking about?
All I'm saying is the fact that. All I'm saying is that.
That's what I want
to know. Well, hold on. We'll get to that era. But what I'm trying to say is that you said that women, that is true that women can be grimy because that's why most women don't chill with women, right? So if that's the case, if guys are saying women are grimy and even women are saying they're grimy, wouldn't you say that women are the grimiest creatures on the planet Earth?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, no doubt.
Cause that guy, come on now, no. That guy's gossip more than women lately.
Say, but women know how to lie. That's all it is. Dudes, we get caught in everything.
Oh, you don't know how to lie?
Majority of women know how to lie on point. Yeah, man, of course I love you. And then they hang up the phone and go do their thing. Crap ass nigga.
Oh, God.
It's true.
It is true, because I know how to lie.
Come on now.
It's like, dudes, I'll be, yeah, and dudes, like, for instance, I'll be like, I'm going to my brother's house. I mean, all right, have fun. And then a week later, you'd be like, no doubt. So, when the last time you've been in your brother's house? Damn, it's been like 2 months. Really? This is the last week you went to your brother's house. And we get caught. So sometimes niggas forget. But women, they're on point. We can ask you 10 years later. You still have the time. date, and then you make it up.
You know why? That goal boils down to women. Don't forget nothing, y'all.
Yeah.
Don't
forget anything.
They don't forget,
I don't forget nothing.
I know you don't.
Well, I'll lie. That's a lie. Cause I do forget certain things. I do.
I don't. Maybe because you smoke a little chronic in there.
I remember everything.
Do you smoke? Hold on. Do you smoke?
What?
Do you smoke?
No, we don't smoke. You obviously smoke if you asking that.
Actual question. Why the fuck are you coming
at me? We don't smoke, right? We don't smoke.
It's an easy question. You see the way you're coming at me, God? An easy question.
Because I don't like you right now.
I don't care what you mean. Yeah, a nigga try to be nice. A nigga can't be nice to y'all motherfuckers.
Don't be nice to me. I don't need you to be nice to me.
Fuck you. Fuck you then. Fuck you.
No, I know.
Fuck you then. Fuck you hard with your legs on my shoulders. Fuck you.
Oh, Lord.
¿Quieres que por qué me desgracia?
She wants to talk flowers out of her neck while it's shit. That shit ain't cute, y'all. Neither are you.
Man, you know what? Shut up. Go over there with the baby.
Negative.
Adobo wasn't on sale when she went to Fairway.
Yeah, I know, girl. She ain't having some frito on her rice or something. She found one.
You obviously didn't have it either.
She's angry because plantains were $4 instead of $5. She's angry,
dude. You hear these broke-ass bastards.
That nigga's broke, man. Hold on, if we smoke all day and hustle, how are you broke?
Hey, y'all smoke ass.
Exactly. Get quiet, please.
Please, go play with a baby.
I'd rather play in between your legs, honestly.
Manny, you think so? Sorry, bro.
Oh, my cat just farted. Oh.
Oh, Lord. That's disgusting.
Wait, yo, E, what were you trying to say?
I said I love her.
Wow.
Goodbye.
Oh, you just hang up like that?
Good.
Yeah, it must be going away free.
She's probably going to suck some.
Who the fuck is he talking about right now?
I knew that would get a rise out of her.
Yeah, it would.
I know exactly what you're saying to get a rise out of you.
Keep saying it.
You're going to keep feeding into it.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Shut up.
Anyways, GQ.
Yo, Ma, listen, I think I love you.
Yeah.
Manny, I think I love you too.
Yo, Ma, listen, no, seriously. Listen, what I'm going to do, right? Mira, oye. Yo soy habla contigo en español. Bien o no?
¿Qué?
Yo soy. Habla contigo en español.
Okay.
I love you. Yo quiero hago tu esposa.
What?
You know what? You sound like one of those retarded Spanish commercials that are teaching other retarded Spanish people to learn. Remember, you know what you sound like? You sound like Jennifer Lopez trying to speak Spanish. That's what you sound like.
No, it's that damn Rosetta Stone. It didn't work.
Beyonce sings better Spanish than J Lo, and J Lo is Puerto Rican. I don't understand that.
Go figure.
Yeah. Lynn's on the line? I think Lynn hung up. Lynn.
I'm like, hey, I'm just listening to your child, your children.
I mean, I just, John, get your freaking
children. Yo, Lynn, stop trying to play niggas. Like, we invited
I'm not trying
here.
To play, because seriously, right, you're
so
wrong.
So you got to watch your mouth with that shit you're saying, that slick shit. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, and what's the slick shit y'all trying to say, and the slick shit that you trying to say?
Ma, we having a straight up conversation. You either gonna join it or you not. You know what I'm saying? But don't say no slick shit talking about I'm listening to y'all children. Like you right here.
Cause y'all, that's how y'all sound like. That's how y'all sound like. All of y'all. Even my cousin, that's all that's how y'all all sound like.
Keep low riding. Keep low riding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll keep going, boom.
Oh God.
And now he put this music on, oh boy. On that note.
Right, no, hold on. Don't on that note because I played it for a reason. Now I played it real low because I'm not playing the whole song. But I just want to play a little bit. This chick Beyonce comes out with a song, If I Were a Boy. Now once again, she's with Jay-Z. She's in a beautiful relationship with Jay-Z. Well, I don't know what goes on. All I know that they both have money and she can get any guy pretty much she wants. So why is she coming up with these songs? If I were a boy, I would do this, I would do that, I would do this, I would do that. She's putting out a bad singer out there because when women they are already in the era of niggas ain't shit, but they still wanna okay, well whatever, and they living their life, they hear songs like that and they get into little groups and now you got the I hate all niggas. See? Look at me on this and that and see this and that. I told you no niggas ain't shit and this and that. And now you got somebody like you're cheerleading. Like you got a bunch of cheerleaders and then she's over here going, the reason, you know what, this year, this Christmas, a lot of brothers are going to have money in their pocket. Why? Because a lot of you women are going to be single. Why are you going to be single? Because you want to let this chick Beyonce who has 10 times money than every single one of you women that listen to the song, school you. You getting schooled by the wrong teacher. Okay? She's making money off of you women while you women are going to become single.
Listen.
But it don't matter, right? Because niggas ain't shit. Right?
Listen. You have a lot of hate right now. Do you dislike
the song? I don't like Beyonce.
Everybody's quiet. And you just rambling. Like, nobody's arguing with you. That's your opinion. That's what's up.
I mean, but it just pisses me off. Like, how do you come up with a song? And then I can understand if you was going through problems. Okay, understandable. You don't have no problems. You're making money, and you have a man, Jay-Z. So you ain't going through no struggle. I can understand this was coming from Halle Berry or Mariah Carey. They went through struggles. But Beyonce? What are you serious? I can understand. Maybe even Janet Jackson, because she's with this short guy. Like, I mean. The short midget guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what's going on? That's understandable. But Beyonce? Maybe even Ashanti. But Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And all she's doing is preaching and preaching and preaching and the stupid women. And if you two are stupid, then you're included in it. If you're not stupid, then you're not. But she's preaching to these stupid little kids and these stupid supposed to be grown women. And just preaching it to them. Instead of the women be like, yo, that's a good song, but you know what? Not everything she's saying is true. Some of it is, but not all of it is true because there are good men out there. Instead of them saying that, they're saying, oh, she's right. Niggas ain't shit. Really? And like 6-4 said earlier, then all the niggas that you supposedly get into, maybe you need to check yourself. Like, hey, why do I attract all these effed up dudes? And it's real. If you falling for the first guy that comes up to you and you know he's just hollering at you because you look good, then maybe that's your problem. You know what I mean? So it's like, hey, like I said, I'm not talking to you two if y'all not feed into this, but if you do feed into the BS, and earlier y'all were saying that niggas ain't this, niggas ain't that, well then maybe y'all meeting dudes in a different way. Or like, I mean, maybe it's just you guys. You know what I mean? Not just y'all, but maybe it's just the females that, you know what I mean? Like, and it just pisses me off because I don't know how you two are, but I know there are women out there that would see a dude in a 1985 Pontiac Buick or whatever, a 1985, and would judge that man that, look at this car. This car is old, dusty, this and that. They ain't got no money. But they'll go to a hustler, or they'll go to the baller, or they'll go to Kobe Bryant, or they'll go to Dominic Nav, the people that got money, and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to mess with these guys. They're going to love me, and they're going to wine and dine me. And all they're going to do is smash you off and pass you off. So I'm like, and then what happens is, then you get ignorant. And what I mean by ignorant, you get, see, niggas ain't shit. They ain't no good men. Well, they're all good men, but the guy that was in the group that was a teacher like a queen, you just booted off. That was a good man right there, but you had one because he was driving a 1985 Buick.
Because
he seemed like he had money.
They got a little point. I can't concur what he just said. I actually agree with this man.
Yeah, well,
and he just kicked some shit right now. I can't even fuck.
As well, and that's how, and that's the reason why these women are like, oh, there ain't no good men out there, and this and that, because you're looking in the wrong area. Stop judging men because of this, and stop judging men because, oh, you know, he has an effed up outfit. He don't know how to dress. I ain't messing with him, but I'm messing with this dude because he stayed fresh. He stayed fresh, okay? Now he stayed fresh, now he's treating you like shit. And then when he treats you like shit, oh, ain't no good men. Well, you should have went with the guy that had the messed up outfit. You could have kind of helped him out a little bit. Or you should have left with the guy with the effed up car. I mean, he's not going to be driving an effed up car all his life. I mean, he might have a bummy car, but his crib be amazing. But you don't want to mess with him because he's driving an effed up car and he ain't got no rims. Oh, okay, thumbs up to you. You're a real grown woman. F up out of here. You're a fucking kid. And that's how a lot of women are. And they feel as though there ain't no good men out here because of this, because of that. Then they hear a song with Beyonce. Oh, yeah, you got to put a ring on my finger if you want to be with me. Well, you know what? Do me a favor. Put your New Balances on or your pumps or your stilettos and walk the hell out of here. So I'm not buying you no ring to show you my love. What, are you serious? Get out of here. You're a bird. Fly away.
Put your New Balances on and get out of here.
And that's how it is. So I'm tired of hearing these women, oh, well, ain't no good man out there, or ain't no this, or ain't no that. Well, stop being so damn picky, and you have a good man.
It felt good, right?
Yeah, that felt good.
I see you had a lot of anger in there. You let it out. That's it.
You know what I think?
What?
Let me give him my advice.
What do you think?
The female that you're with right now, you obviously are really skeptical about her.
Uh-huh.
Because she either likes doing mad, flashy stuff or not, because you have a lot of hate towards the storm or towards that subject. Have you been this before in the past? Were you not up to par in something where?
Well,
you was really upset right now. And we were all
trying to and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you exactly why.
You touched home with yourself.
No. I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because I hear it all the time and I see it all the time. Me, I've never been through that, because me, I'll tell a girl in a heartbeat, like, yo, look, I'm broke as shit. So
you fooled me then.
I'll tell you like this, yo, I'm broke. And every female that I've ever messed with knows I'm real. If you be like, if you try to give me hints like, damn man, I'm late on my rent, oh, I guess you're gonna get kicked out. I mean, she's a riddle. And every female that I've ever been with or talked to knows what the deal is. I'm not the type to be like, oh, okay, well, let me just, no. I don't have it. What, are you serious? But I see it all the time, and I hear it from my boys or from coworkers, and it's like, you know what? I see it, but also I bumped into one of my boys that I used to chill with back in the day. And, you know, he has, like, this little rap thing and all. And he was actually, we was talking about the song. Because, like I said, I don't like when Beyonce comes out with these songs anyway. Because, you know, they kind of mess it up for other people. Now, the one girl I'm talking to right now, she actually has her stuff together. And she's cool peoples. But it's like, and she's nowhere near a gold digger. Like, if you were to see her, you would think that she was stuck up and all. But she's far from stuck up. But it's just the fact that other brothers, and it's like, I just hate when women say that. Like, men ain't shit, and men ain't this, and men ain't that. But you're looking in the wrong areas for men. Stop looking for dudes with good stuff and all that. And, you know what I mean, look for the heart. Like, y'all talk about us looking at y'all for your body. What kind of same with y'all? Y'all looking at dudes for what they got. Don't worry about what they got. What they got in their head. Yeah, you're right. I'm not saying all women. Majority of women, though. That's why they get in these effed up relationships, and they wonder why they're stuck in the situation that they are. And that's why, because you picked a guy that, you know, had the 25-inch spinners on his car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, what, are you serious? I mean, the way I see it, if he has all that, he's probably broke somewhere. So, I guess all the gold diggers out there, if you really want to be a gold digger, stop looking for guys that look like they have money. Go look for the guys that look like they don't have money. Yeah? You're going to get played anyway, but it is what it is, though.
You're going to get played anyway, aren't you?
I mean, it is what it is. So it's like, just, all I got to say is be yourself. Oh, wow, they hung up. Oh, I guess they were the gold diggers.
What happened?
They hung up.
Yeah, about fucking time. I ain't heard shit else to say to them, mama, mommy.
She's a shmimy.
It was fun while it lasted. I had to turn the heat up real quick because I don't know who the fuck they thought they was dealing with.
Yeah, they was on some other shit.
Yeah, like, what's their story? Like, I got here a little late, and you know, I had to let my temper flare, but what was their story?
I don't know. It's just they came on here trying to shine on the brothers. And in the beginning of it, they was doing their thing. But 6'4 put his foot down.
Of course.
And said, you know what? You would not come on Angry Bass Radio.
I kind of figured somebody did. Because, like,
mm-hmm.
if they didn't do it, I know I was going to come through and do it. Like,
yeah. 6'4 put his foot down and said, whoa.
What happened?
I said, 6'4", put his foot down. I said, whoa.
Yeah, that's
let's get something straight.
Immediately.
I had to mute them a couple of times.
Well,
yeah. Because it's like a bunch of chihuahuas fighting over a bone.
Mm. Bone gristle, not even a bone.
The bone gristle.
Niggas get the gristle, man.
Gristle. Mm-hmm. Eh, well, I guess she's making money, so whatever. But, you know, I mean, Beyonce, you wrong for that. I mean, but fuck it, you ain't gonna listen to me, so whatever.
She got to track out bashing niggas or something?
Yeah, like, she got the joint. If I were a boy, I can, you know, maybe I can. She goes, if I were a boy, I can go to my friend and brag about all the girls that I had sex with. If I were a boy, I can. Huh?
I said, bitches can do the same thing. What the fuck?
Exactly. But they don't, you know what I mean? They don't put that out there. That's why someone needs to make a remix of that song. If y'all listening, make please. Just
what
to
was that, what you call it? Sporty Deeds, nigga. Sporty Deeds.
Yeah, man. They did their thing.
Nobody was my song because
no
they told me exactly how it's supposed to be, man.
No pigeons at all.
Straight up.
No pigeons.
Pigeons. Straight up. None.
Oh. At all. Yeah, at all.
Straight up. Didn't he call some other shit too? Bashing shit?
Oh, yeah, actually they did. They had like a second joint.
Yeah, they definitely had another joint bashing female. I miss them niggas, man. We need them niggas back in the game, son.
Yeah, Sporty Thieves, if you're listening to Angry Bass Radio, we need you to make a remix to this Beyonce song because it's really bringing heat on the fellas. And we need these women to shut their mouths.
Shut their goddamn shut their trap.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much trap shuttage.
Trap shutters work.
Hello?
Trapshutters.com.
Miss Thang and Lynn is back in the building.
My bad. My phone died.
I thought y'all got tight and was like, yeah, we out of here.
No, I was just listening to all your anger. It was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it put it like this, it's anger for the fellas, like, I mean, luckily, I was raised by, because I was raised majority of my life by my mother. So it's like, I learned. But my mom is a player, you know, so with that being, my mom's a player. So with that being said and done, I was put on to how the game was. And I'm sure my mom would kick my ass if she found out I was telling her business. But it'll be like, you 6'4", you remember the boy with that used to get us in the casinos and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she would be like, she'll go out on dates with this guy, and afterwards be like, oh, this guy's a lame, and I'm like, yo, that's how women are? She's like, nah, not all women are like that, but majority of them are. Coming from a woman. But like I said, the female that I'm talking to now, she's actually good. She's, yeah, you know, I don't give a fuck. I'll put it out there. I think she's the one.
Mm-hmm.
I really think I think she is the one.
Oh boy.
And I'm not. Hey, hold on. I'm not really. I never was accustomed to the marriage thing, but I want to put a rock on her finger.
Yo, son, who? She clean your house. She wipe your ass. Son.
What did he say?
You know
what?
There's a saying.
Let me catch that name.
Hold on. There's a saying. All right. That you don't marry the woman that you love. You marry the woman that loves you. Now I'm going to ask you again. What are you talking about?
I think he's waiting for the question.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the question.
Yeah.
I told you.
What are you talking about? Like,
okay.
I think everybody knows the question.
Well, what I am saying is that we love each other. And I know this because I know what love is, and I know how love is supposed to be, supposedly giving in return. So when I peep it out, and when I peep out what's coming to me in return, and love doesn't have to be like, oh, hey, I love you. I bought you a damn car. Oh, I love you. I bought you this. Love doesn't have a price. So with that being said and done, when you receive the love and people that have been in love know what love is, that makes you feel good. And, you know, she knows why I love her and I know why she loves me. So with that being said and done, I want to take that next step.
Ooh, see that, man?
Oh,
yo, that makes two. That makes two. My son Dre about to get married next year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
That nigga about to get married. I think John on his way getting married too, nigga.
Yeah, he was talking about that shit. I was like, wow, that's what it is. Do that shit, nigga. No, listen, honestly, there's no point. Like, this world, man, will fucking chew you up and spit your ass out.
Straight.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, yo, there's no point in going it alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
No. But does it have to be marriage, dog? Like,
I mean, nah, but you know what? Marriage is really, like, for me, more mental than anything else. Because if you're married, marriage is temporary if you're not really married, like, in the mind. If you're not really married in the mind, like, and you got the same ambitions, traveling in the same direction, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all giving the same amount to the relationship, then, yo, that shit is going to show, you know what I'm saying? When that shit manifests itself in whatever way, that marriage is going to be tested and it might not stand the test. Most don't. But, yo, there's no...
Yeah, I feel you. A lot of...
Your niggas is always going to be there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. That's how I feel about it.
Hey, Miss Thang, what do you feel about that?
I think that's nice and that's special. And if you have that girl, you should keep her. Don't do her wrong. And I hope she doesn't do you wrong either.
And what about you, Miss Lynn?
No, I'm just surprised. You barely hear guys talk like that.
Because
sometimes you'll talk and that doesn't mean it's true. I hope it is true what you're saying.
Yeah, it's very much true. But it's like, you know, it's like you gotta. That's why it's to the point where I was always the type of dude that, and like I said, majority of, and I don't want to, oh fuck, I don't care. It's angry bastard, I say whatever the fuck is on my mind. Majority of my knowledge comes from within, but it also comes from seeing, like friends.
Mm-hmm.
Six four is my brother. He can be a dickhead sometimes, but seeing him and him telling me, well, look, you know, like the advice he just gave, like, it's true story. I mean, you always got to learn from the older. I mean, and when you become ignorant in the head, like, okay, that nigga don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Motherfuckers have age on you for a reason, because they've been in the world longer than you for a reason, because they have more knowledge than you. And for you to ignore the knowledge, you're being a fucking ignorant little bastard. And you deserve every bad shit that happens to you. So, for instance, like what I'm trying to say is, not necessarily just my older brother, but it's like, I say I go in the store and I'll see an older guy. Because a lot of people in our generation, a lot of, you know, male, female in our generation, when they see older people and they hear them talking, because I used to do it with my grandmother. Me and my brothers would be at the table and she'd be talking and we'd be doing stupid shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. But it's like, they have more knowledge than you. So for you to ignore them, they're trying to school you. So you always got to keep your ear open to what elderly people have to say as well. Because they always have knowledge, and they will always give you the knowledge if you are willing to take it. And if you take it.
But unfortunately, it's just some people and some men and some women, they go through so much trauma that it's so hard for them to take a step back and let go. So that's why sometimes when you're with someone and, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, weigh it out and, you know, see what the person is about, because sometimes the girl might come off as, well, whatever, or I don't want to deal with you or whatever. She might be stuck up, but she might be doing that for a reason because she got hurt. Or the dude might be a player for a reason because he got hurt. So you got to look at it that way too. You know, you got to, if you really want to be with that person, you have to stick it in there also. Because,
yeah,
you know, unfortunately,
also,
the world is not the best, and people have gotten hurt. And that's why, unfortunately, many women and many men are the way they are, because they've gotten hurt in the past.
And you're absolutely right. We have 3 minutes left. That was a nice little closure. I like that. But, and the shit is real. That's why it's always the male or female's choice, whether they want to be like, you know what, all female are bitches, so fuck it. I'm just going to fuck bitches and that's it. Or they can be like, you know what? I'm going to give this girl a chance. And if this sucks, and if it just, because I'm not a psychic, I can't say, you know what? This is going to be a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I can just give it a chance. And if it fails, then fuck it, it fails. And you just keep it pushing and you move on to the next. Eventually, the relationship, when it's time for you to be in a relationship, it will come to you. You know what I mean?
But
it's
if
like
you walk away too quick, you might lose out on something special.
Exactly. That's why you got to just let shit happen, you know what I mean? Because it's like you can easily be like, oh, fuck this bitch. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to go party. I'm going to the club tonight. That's that. And then you can take a chick home, get her pregnant, and now the girl that you thought did you dirty, come to find out, it could have been a perfect relationship, but now you effed up because you didn't want to wait, because you was too impatient to let what was supposed to happen. So instead, you wanted to go out and rush things, and now you have this one pregnant and that one pregnant, or now you had sex with her. She's not pregnant, but now you have AIDS. So now you can't have a relationship with nobody. So it's like nobody. So it's just sometimes you just got to be patient, and you will get blessed. You just got to be patient. And a lot of people don't want to be patient. That's why people rob banks and get locked the fuck up. Like, oh, fuck this, I need money. Yeah, I'm about to get my car repossessed. I got to go get this money. Okay, babe, you just robbed the bank. You got $1,000. That's not enough to get your car. But now you're going to get caught, and you're going to do, like, 10 years in jail. For what? It's not that serious. So pretty much, people, we have 90 seconds. Just to sum it up, it was a good topic today. I thank everybody for coming through, holding it down. I think.
I hate this phone.
Ew, I hate you for giving me this phone. I got 27 seconds before the phone dies on me.
Hey, yo. Anyway, hold on. Let me say something. Yo, I look forward to spreading you two females with legs at a later date. You know what I'm saying? And definitely
excuse
throwing
me?
Your legs on my shoulders. Definitely throwing y'all legs on my shoulders.
Hold on.
Open your mouth.
Open yours.
And accept my mouth.
I'm opening my mouth for your breasts. That's it.
I'm opening your mouth for my city.
Let
them.
Face down, ass up. You already know the deal.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hello? Yo?
Yeah.
Face
yo.
Down, ass up, man. Open
what
up.
Happened to the host?
Who's that right there?
Oh,
that's my sister.
Oh,
she works with your sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, where you going?
Okay.
Wait, hold, where you going?
Your sister.
Put that down.
All right.
We'll see.
Mira tu loca.
Oh, no, you're